Now, Alicia, you were just in Pullman. How did that go for you?
Oh, at Washington State University. That was awesome. Wazoo. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I made a bit of a social faux pas, though, and I was like, oh, so it's crazy being in town because all your colors are, like, all over the place. This town couldn't love you more. You know, you're purple and, what is it, gray? And they go, what? It's your funeral, you know, and, like, all at the same time started. They're crimson. And I was like, well, I don't know. It looks kind of like red to me. I don't know. Like, that burgundy-ish crimson color to me looks like I would call that purple. And I'm aware that it's more red. You know what I mean? Yes. But, like, off the top of my head, I just was like, purple. And they freaked.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Nice.
We made up. We had a heart talk. We worked it out on stage, you know. And, of course, that's in the first 3 minutes. And I've got 2 hours of a show to do. So, like, a couple awkward moments. But, yeah.
They're all chasing your car out of town.
Good girl for shaking their cage, though. I do appreciate that.
Yeah. So, now, what were you were over there judging a competition. So
no, what I was doing was I was hosting Last Cougar Standing, which, of course, when I was
all the
booked,
single moms are lined up outside.
Yeah,
I thought there was a prize.
Yeah, when my agent was like, okay, you're going to be emceeing an event, and it's Last Cougar Standing. I was like, well, I'm not a cougar. And I, like, freaked out. And he goes, no, cougar, it's for Washington State University. And I was like, oh, all right, that's cool. I was like, what college are you sending me to? You know, like, what is going on? Anyways, but it was cool. It was just I think they had 8 comics doing stand up, and then top 5 moved on to doing an improv bit, and then they announced a winner, and there was just all kinds of chaos through the Washington State is a party school, so there was
bit of reputation.
Yeah. I mean, they've of course got all the laws, like, you know, we don't drink in the sororities, wink, you know, like, and that kind of stuff. But, like, it is a
not
party
from the fountain
school.
Anyway.
Yeah, and but yeah, so there was like we had prize giveaways, and you would ask questions like, oh, does anybody know the answer of this or that or the other? And if you do, and I'm doing this on the fly, so I haven't really thought about how I'm going to do this. You know what I mean? So I'm like, if I guess, I don't know, come to the stage or whatever. And so it gets rushed by, you know, people that are coming up, and they're tying, and I don't know how to break a tie, and they're like, dance off! So I'm like, all right, dance off! And so, like, it was just like one of those shows where I don't know what's going on, and I'm in control of the whole show, you know? So it was a lot of fun. It was really fun.
So was there a panel of judges, or was it just
they had a local DJ that came out who had improv experience judge, and they had the student activities board director was judging, and then the hilarious gen ed professor. I don't even know what gen ed is, but
what is that?
I don't know.
Generic education.
I have
gender
no idea.
Education.
I don't know.
Must be a good gig though. Nobody knows what you're doing, right? Wander around. I'm the gen ed guy. Collect a check. Go home.
I was like, and the hilarious gen ed professor. Give him a round of applause. You know, like, and of course, anytime I do colleges, I feel extra stupid because they're more educated than I am. So it's like, I don't ask a lot of questions if I can. Because I don't want to look dumber and dumber and dumber, you know, like, so.
They start correcting you?
I've had that happen. And it's hilarious because when they do it like students would. They'll raise their hands and I'll be like, yes, you in the crimson shirt, you know, or whatever. You know. Miss Wood, that's not true, actually, you know, which is always nice to be.
Shut up, punk. This is my show. Well, I want to ask you about the comedy competition that you won in Vegas, America's Next Funniest Comedian. Right?
Well, there's
no
noun.
Or is it just America's Next Funniest?
It's America's Next Funniest. There's no noun, so you can just throw in whatever you want. America's Next Funniest Cougar. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it could be whatever.